Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. At this point, is there any emergency traffic? Over. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center, which is at 160 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right. At this point, I am now looking for Echolink check-ins. And I see if there are any Echolink stations that would like to check in with us this evening. I will pause for 15 seconds to allow for those check-ins. All right, hearing none, portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in with us. Over. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Over.
NTOIQ, good evening, Kathy.
This is KC2IXV. Hi, Kathy.
This is KB2EF. Good evening, Kathy.
This is KTSAC. Good evening, Kathy.
Okay, that's great. We have Dan, Lenny, Bob, and Sherry. Just another pause to see if we have anyone else who'd like to join us.
Good evening, WA2U.
Okay, well, we have a good roster this evening. Okay, let's go to the top and end to OYQ. Dan, how was your day today?
Good evening, Kathy. This is N2OYQ, and good evening to everybody else on the net this evening. Yeah, well, it wasn't too bad of a day. Spent some time in Lawville, about 7 miles south of here, and for a while. Yeah, I was looking for looking around for pallets, for the wood pallet stove. I got quite a few pallets left. I just want to get a few extra to get me through. And the market's getting pretty tight, so if you get a chance to buy some, you might want to buy them. So that's what I did today. I was able to come up with 15 bags, but it's 15 bags I didn't have. So other than that, wasn't too bad. A kind of snowy day today. Visibility at times was kind of rough, but ionized, but let's see what happens between now and morning. They could, they were saying we could get anywhere up to, I don't know, 7 to 10 or 7 to 12 inches of snow here in the lake effects. And so, then there's another storm coming Sunday afternoon into Monday, I guess. So, more snow on the ground, the better it is for if it gets really cold there, because they're talking in the next week, really cold again, down below zero for 2 feet, 4 nights in a row. So, a little more snow on the ground makes good insulation for sure. So, okay, Kathy, back to you. You're doing a fantastic job this evening, and so we'll talk to you later. N2OYQ clear.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, we collect pallets, too, for our firewood, and we got quite a few of them from Agway. I know it's easy to get crummy ones and not easy to get good ones, so, but we have some pretty good luck. Well, I don't know how many we have, quite a lot, but I know what you mean about the market being tight on those, so. All righty. On to Lenny. How are you? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, hi, Kathy. Hi, John. I heard you were on this net, so I thought I'd just stop in and say hi. Actually, it's past my bedtime, so I stayed up just for this. I just wanted to say hi. KC2IXB.
Well, thank you, Lenny. It's always good to hear you. I always enjoy having you and on the net and talking to you. I just want to let you know, though, Sweetie isn't doing so good, so I'm not going to say any more before I get emotional, but I just wanted to let you know. So, okay, well, thank you for joining us, Lenny, and stay warm. All right, KB2EF, Bob.
Hey, this is KB2EF. Good evening, Kathy. I know we're a little noisy. Hi, Len. Yeah, Len had asked about you and John. And I told him that you were running this net on Friday night. He said he'd try and check in. I'll say good evening to John, and we don't have to tell you about the weather. It's cold, a lot of snow, we love it. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Bob. Yes, we're having more snow, yippee. We went and snowshoed into camp, and I'll tell you, that was some work. And it was snow was past our knees, but you know about that too, so. Okay, another net goddess, K2SAC, Sherry. Even though you got a little bit of static, we hear you fine.
Hey, this is K2SAC, good evening, Kathy, and to all the folks on the net. Good to hear you. Feel it down, just and like Bob said, we got snow, we're going to get some more snow, but it's winter, so this is the best part of it, is when it's 3 days, get the dogs outside, and then it's hard, it's a lot of fun, especially with the kids, with the little ones, because right now the snow is deeper than they are tall, so it's an interesting goal of it when they get out there as well. So I will send it back over to you, and
okay, Sherry, well, thank you for joining us this evening. And, yep, the conversation's all about the snow, and I know you've got lots, but us North Country folks, most of us know how to have fun in the snow. So I'm going to ask if there are any other stations that would like to join us this evening. This is KC2YXN. And I'm net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Over. Okay. Next person on our list is WA2U. And how was your day today?
WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Now, a couple voices I haven't heard in a while. Good to hear Bob and Sherry and Lenny. And Jeff, we can't hear. Good evening to Dan and scanner listeners. Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot warmer with KD2AIT is down in New Orleans at the Mardi Gras. Let's see. Lots of snow. Today, well this evening, actually. We had company this evening, but they left early. And visited with them for a while, listened to some music, and then Kathy and I went out and got a few loads of wood and brought that in. So we're not quite halfway through the wood pile yet. So that's I guess that's a good thing. And a couple of things. Lenny, hearing you, I was tuning around the other day on a little AM radio, pulling in those AM stations. It sounded so good. It was nice and quiet this time of the year. No thunder and lightning, so it was enjoying that. I had a good time tuning things around, so it was good. People up in Boonville this weekend, they're having a blast. I guess the big snow fest for snowmobilers started this evening. And I don't know if they have a snowmobile parade or not, but then tomorrow they've got various things going on, and old sleds and new sleds, so all are happy with the snow that we've got and what's on the way. But the driveway's all plugged out, plowed out, plenty of beverages, burned a number of CDs, so we're getting ready for Saturday night. But all is good here, and yeah, that's where we hang our hat. It's relatively quiet. If we're not monitoring here, we're usually monitoring the fire of the home alert frequency. So I'm not sure if the Echo Link is hooked up this evening, but who knows? So I'll turn it back to Net Control. Good to hear everyone this evening. And it seems like I should have some other additional information, but maybe it'll come to me later. WATU, back to Net.
Okay, yes, we've been toting a lot of wood around. And those of you who burn pellets, too, I'm sure you've been toting a lot of bags of those around, too. So, alrighty, I'm going to do one more call-up for check-ins. Do we have any other check-ins? And are there any comments, queries, or any thoughts at this time? Over.
Okay, A2ZNZ. Hi, Kathy. And
KC2NBU. Hi, Kathy.
Okay, great. Jack, thank you for joining us. And Ray. So how was your day today, Ray? I'm sorry. I scooped that up. Jack was before Ray. So how was your day today, Jack?
Oh, that's okay. You could have gone first. Anyways, not too bad a day. Fairly mild outside with the sunshine we had down here. A high of 27. Overnight, low of 4. And I can't see what it is at the moment. It's at about 19 at the moment. So that's about it from down Liverpool way. Did I hear somebody, did I hear your hubby say that AIT is in New Orleans? KA2ZNZ, back to that.
Yes, Jack, he is in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. So, hats off to him. I wouldn't set foot in New Orleans at that point in time, but it's a little bit for everybody, so we'll have to hear all the stories when he gets back. All righty, Ray, how was your day today?
Well, we probably got another 5 inches of snow plowed this morning, and I guess we're going to plow tomorrow morning, too. But it's still kind of warm. It's 17 degrees up here, which compared to what we've been persevering, I guess 17 degrees is okay. We'll take that.
Well, we have 16 degrees here, so we were out doing the wood and it felt warm compared to, I think the lowest we've had was 22 below here, so yep, persevere. Can we, it helps me to look at my seed catalog. So, great. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, and I'm just going to do one more request for any comments or questions or late check-ins. Please call now. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the River Valley Service Net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Dan, Lenny, Bob, Sherry, John, Jack, and Ray for joining us this evening. And everyone, and thank you for those who did check in. And as I promised, I do have a little chuckle, little joke this evening. It won't be as long, so hopefully I won't time out the repeater. Here we go. All for those of you who have had one of those days where everything falls apart and everything goes wrong. So here's my story of that. This was a bad day. First, I had to work late. Then I discovered that I'd locked my keys in the car. But the last straw was learning that the roadside service couldn't get a locksmith out for 2 hours. Finally, the guy showed up, and he looked exhausted. As he struggled with my door, I thought to lighten up the situation a little bit, and I joked, "Do those Slim Jim tools come in a purse size?" "Yeah," he said, "they're called keys." Alrighty. So I'm going to say 73 and 88 to everybody. Have a great weekend. This is KC2YXN out.
KB2ES,
KC2YXN.
Sherry and I are sitting here chuckling with an adult beverage. That was great. Very good. The other problem we have is when Rochester tees up, it diminishes the signal here a little bit. Other than that, great night, Kathy. Good to hear from you guys. Hope you and John are doing well. And on the pellets, we ordered 4 tons, and we still have 1 ton left to go, and it's been real good stuff. Thanks, son. We'll talk to you soon, and give John a call. KC2YXN, KC2SAC.
KC2YXN, yes, we have that same problem with Rochester. What are you going to do, you know? But, well, I hope you got enough pellets for the rest of the winter. So, firewood. Great to hear you guys in. I hope you have a good weekend. Hope your four-footeds are doing well. KC2YXN, out.
Yes, ma'am, they are. We will. And you and John enjoy. KB2ES and KC2SAC.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
This is WA to you. Good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
Okay, very good. WA to you. Hello, John. N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
N5AOW. Good evening, Jack.
N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Okay. I thank the stations who checked in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2Z.